Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Good morning. It is the 8th of August, 2018, and I am left wondering, why is there a sudden surge in honesty from the incumbent government? If it was the Nitin Gadkari admittingly asking, where are the jobs? Now it is the turn of our finance minister, Piyush Goyal. And we quote, there are no official estimates of black money stashed by Indians in foreign countries, unquote. Finance Minister Piyush Goyal said in a written reply to a question from Congress leader in the Rajya Sabha, that Amit Shah had admitted that all black money talk was jumla. It was the Prime Minister who had rode high on the promise of bringing in black money so each poor Indian could get rupees 15 lakhs. Aise hi, just like that. And just like that, we also begin today's editorial with some highlights from the life of Karunanidhi, Kalanyar to his cadre, meaning scholar of arts. At a time when violence in the name of gods is a routine, many years ago when Karunanidhi was asked who did he consider his god, his reply was, my conscience is my god. He worked as a screenwriter in Kollywood and even wrote a commentary on perhaps the most famous lines of verse in Tamil civilization, the Thirukkural. He served as Tamil Nadu's chief minister 5 times and led the DMK, the Dravid Munnetra Kazhagam party, for decades and never lost an election to an MLA seat. He's the one who brought a law giving women the rights to claim share in the ancestral property equal to men even before India as a whole passed a law at the centre, and singularly opposed emergency and said a no to Indira Gandhi and didn't arrest Kamrajar. This irked Indira. She dismissed the DMK government then and she jailed many party members. Still, he stood ground. Tamil Nadu was one of the most peaceful states during emergency. Beyond all of this, that there was a chief minister to this state who pronounced atheism and still won elections is a fact in history that should make us all proud, for it is this stand that India, which the founding fathers of our country probably dreamt of. So obviously, the right wing has a lot of issue with this atheist who didn't use Ram to give governance, rather his own political skill and conscience. So no wonder that co-convener of Swadeshi Jagran Manch and RSS ideologue in Tamil Nadu, Swaminathan Gurumurthy, is championing not giving a burial to the legend at the Marina Beach, a request from his family which was rejected by the BJP and RSS puppeteered EPS-OPS duo of AIADMK in Tamil Nadu. Now that S. Gurumurthy has drawn our attention to himself, it is fair to pay attention to this man who champions what some call, and perhaps rightly so, voodoo economics. He has promised us that the future notes will carry the GPS feature. He believes that aliens were in India 5,000 years ago. Yes, there was an alien invasion. Some say they were the Aryans, but well, yeah. He's also a well-known chartered accountant, political and economic writer, and co-convener of the Swadeshi Jagran Manch, a vocal supporter of the RSS and BJP Sangh ideologue. The political economist is also a part of an influential think tank called Vivekananda Foundation, and is also believed to be the man behind the OPS-EPS of AIADMK, setting aside the differences. If all these achievements aren't enough, he's also a big champion of demonetization, and if the feather in his caps are seeming less, well, there are a few fake news he's known to have peddled, so much so that he actually believed and propagated that ancient Greeks didn't exist historians made them up. Yes, he often also quotes from postcard news, that huge pile of morning crap. Sharing the news that Angola has become the first country to ban Islam, Gurumurthy wondered how liberals will react while in India. Little did he realize that he was sharing a hoax. No wonder then that this man was rapped by the Delhi High Court for his rumor mongering on social media sites, which has now been rewarded by the Modi government. After petroleum engineers Shazia Elmi and Submit Patra's appointment as ONGC director, introducing the new RBI director S. Gurumurthy. He will now be waiting for his half-friend, the other half of the finance minister Arun Jaitley, to be back as the captain of the Titanic in 3 weeks as full-time finance minister. And that's how, my friends, the ship hit the iceberg. And while we are on friendly appointments, the Yogi Adityanath government in Uttar Pradesh has decided to appoint Lok Kalyan Mitras, workers who will disseminate information among people about various development programs of the government, as if those full-page ads and the hoardings aren't enough. Officials said the workers will be paid a monthly salary of ₹25,000 and they will be employed on an annual contract. Well, there is an existing bureaucratic machinery in districts that is responsible for implementation of government scheme. So what's the need for these? Oh, well, it is the elections and the government money, that is the taxpayers' money, will be used for political campaigning, of course. And talk about campaign and elections. Well, what to watch out for today? It is the press conference at 4 p.m. today by Prashant Bhushan, Yashwant Sinha and Arun Shori, apparently on the most burning and sensitive political issues facing the country, which has a bearing on corruption, accountability and the security of the nation. And what will this be about? Well, it has something to do with the three Anil Ambani-owned companies that have served a cease and desist notice on The Hindu against publishing unverified and speculative reports relating to the offset contract that was part of the Rafael deal. The three companies are Reliance Infrastructure Limited, Reliance Defense Limited and Reliance Aerostructure Limited. Well, hopefully more on that tomorrow if the newspapers don't cover it. And on to some unique international news. On one hand, US... As Trump vowed to block those trading with Iran from the US market, the EU stepped up efforts to save the Iran nuclear deal by encouraging its companies to ignore the White House, as its foreign policy chief called for Europeans to increase their business dealings with Iran in defiance of bellicose statements from the US president. And on the other hand, we have Winnie the Pooh, who has been denied entry by the Chinese. Walt Disney Company's request to show Christopher Robin, a movie that features the honey-loving bear Winnie the Pooh, has been denied by authorities in China. Why? Well, the government in Beijing has censored online images of Winnie the Pooh after some opponents likened the bear's appearance to President Xi Jinping and have used Pooh as a symbol of resistance. And that is all that we have for you for today. We will be back tomorrow with more news. Have a productive day ahead and goodbye from takeapart.in.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.